The Mala's on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And we're wrapping up a week-long discussion about high-tech toys.
And as much as I love a high-tech toy or any kind of gadget, I'm also a big believer in doing a few old-school things with your kids. In my family, I started a tradition a few years ago where I let our three kids open one present starting about 3 days before Christmas.
Do they get to pick whatever present they want to open?
Nope. I tell them which one they get to open.
There you go.
And there's only one for all three of them to share, and it's always a board game. New board game every 3 days. I research the best board games and try to find a fun one, and then we play it right after they open it. And believe it or not, they really look forward to those early gifts, even though they're not high tech.
What have been their favorite board games so far?
Well, last year I gave them a game called Newton, which is a harder version of Connect Four, and I also got one called Otrio, which is a more complex version of Tic-Tac-Toe.
Ooh.
They're fun, but they're also quick enough that you can play a couple rounds within a 30-minute period. And I also love the game called Quirkle.
Are any of those games high-tech?
No, but some of the games like Ticket to Ride or Exploding Kittens, they started
Exploding
out as board
kittens.
Games.
Yes. Okay.
Or card games, but they now have an app so you can play those games as a group on your phone with a Bluetooth connection.
That's fun.
It's kind of fun, too. And don't worry, because there are no actual kittens harmed in the game called Exploding Kittens.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's it for us a week. Here's hoping you have a fun weekend.